suppose, Brian, first of all, we'll start with you. And it's good to have rallying back again in the county.
It's a big change, Austin. Thank God. From last year, we made a lot of preparations. Everything worked very good for us last year. We're a wee bit more positive now at this point because we didn't know how things were going this time last year. We have 9 fantastic stages now ready to rock here. First thing for Saturday morning, and I suppose mechanical scrutiny starts tomorrow at 4. We have 150 cars. Should be running a full entry, I'd say. So once we get that over, then we're off to an early start on Saturday morning for the 9 stages, which are when you're heading for you have Muckish, Derry Reel, Moneymore. Moneymore being, I suppose, the most challenging one, I'd say. A lot of work on it, 18K. So we're looking forward, really, to getting the first loop down and seeing how everything beds in.
Yeah. Tony Boyle's the COC. Tony and his team have put in a lot of work over the last number of months to get this one up and running, Bray.
That's right. Tony's a seasoned clerk of the course for us. He's been a clerk of the course now for a long time. So very, very capable, very able, and a very good team underneath him there, working hard. So I suppose we have to thank him. And then the sponsors, the Chap Billy, I suppose, Damien Horsky, for his great sponsorship. Without him, that wouldn't happen. And then the Gardaí and the council and HSE and ambulances services and all of the sponsors then had have done everything that they did through the programme and make it happen. And down in that part of the country, there are a lot of great businesses down there who love to support motorsport, and we're delighted to have them on board.
Yeah. And I suppose from the event point of view as well, having it as the closing counting round for the National Championship and the Border Championship is always a plus, Bray.
It is. It brings a lot of people from down the country. They like to travel up here, and they enjoy the Saturday. I think the Saturday is a big plus for us too, to be honest. They like to stay over the Saturday night and enjoy the Sunday as well. And Donegal being what it is, it's very welcoming too to everyone that does travel. So it all fits in very well at the end of the year.
Rory Kennedy's joining us as well. Rory, how many times have you won the Harvest?
I'm fairly certain I've won it twice, actually. In the past, once with the late, great James McDade way back in almost 1988, I think it was, over in Glenties. We were fortunate enough to win with James, and then the one with Gary Jennings in 2011, when the rally was based in Redcastle.
Yeah. So you've got good memories of the Harvest Rally?
Very good, actually. My first ever rally was the Harvest Rally, either the Hills of Donegal or the Harvest Rally, I'm not quite sure, when I was maybe 16 with my father and a wee Hillman Imp, and we finished third in the class. And ironically, I still have that trophy. So, you know, it was many years ago. We've been around a few corners since. But the Harvest Rally has very much become, you know, a fixture in the calendar for a lot of rally fans throughout the country. And, you know, down to the great work with Tony Boyle and his crew, you can't say enough about these people who give up their time to run these events. They're great work, and Trojan Work have put on another very good rally in it. As Brian said, like, the stages are very challenging, and it looks like it's going to be a very good day.
Yeah, you're taking a look. You've got the map in front of you there, Rory. You would know a lot of them roads well, because at some stage in your career, you were possibly sitting in a rally car and some of them roads. They're going to be testing for the competitors.
Okay, they're very testing. I've seen them roads up around Kildare, outside Creasla, and Faymore, outside Dunfanaghy, over to Moneymore and Cashel na Gore. They're very challenging stages for anybody. And, you know, even for the top drivers, like, it's going to be very close to the top. There's some very, very, most of the top drivers in the country are here. You know, when you've Callum Devine, Sam Moffat, Robert Barbell, Declan Boyd and so on, that's a fabulous entry. And, you know, it's great to see that we've attracted that sort of a calibre of an entry.
Yeah, that's a sting in the tail, that last one, 18K. I was talking to Johnny Baird during the week. He says he's written more notes for that stage than he has for any other previously. And when it comes to the last loop, that can be a real sting in the tail.
Real sting in the tail, as you say, Oisin. We've done that stage in the past, going the opposite direction, and it proved very decisive for a lot of drivers back then, you know. But look, it's all part of what we have to offer here in Donegal. You know, we have some very fast stages. If you take, for example, in June when we do Donegal, we have the likes of Knockalla, and we have Cairn Hill and so on, ultra-fast Garton, ultra-fast stages. These are a bit more technical, and you'll find a bit more of a challenge, but really that's what rally driving's all about.
Yeah. What's it like having number one on the side of the car? Rory, you're the defending champion of the Harvest. You mentioned Garton there. It didn't go too good for Callum Devine and the June International. He'd be looking to make up for that and taste some sort of success again in Donegal.
I would say so, Washington. I mean, Callum was very unfortunate for what happened to him in Donegal. Like, he just, like, they're very small margins, you know, and staying on the road and coming off and, you know, leaving your braking as late as that. And unfortunately, he got caught out. But look, that was June. This is October now. So I would say Callum, that's a distant memory in his mind now. He'd be here to reinstate, you know, that he's capable of winning these rallies. Yeah, Sam Moffat, he's going to be knocking on the door right behind him as well. Sam's in a World Rally Car Fiesta. But it has to be said, back in June in Donegal, Callum was in front of him, and that when Sam was in the World Rally car as well. Yeah. So, you know, Robert Barbell and Paddy Robinson, very accomplished drivers as well there at number three. Declan Boyle, James O'Reilly, number four. Gareth McHale, who's past runner of the Donegal as well, number five. Gareth, Seamus Leonard, Aaron McHale, Joe McGonigal, Eamon Kelly, and Eamon just crowned British Junior Champion there 2 weeks ago.
That's right, yeah.
So it's brilliant to see Eamon here in the R5 car, and expect he'd put on a good performance too.
Yeah, and outside of that as well, Tim McNulty, man that's won before in Donegal, Aidan Ray, Stephen McCann, Michael Boyle. The list goes on there, so it does, Rory.
Because on and on, it's an incredible lineup, you know. But I suppose, Oisín, really, you have to say as well, the rally's based over West Donegal or Northwest Donegal. Yeah. And there's a great fan base of rally people there, and a lot of supporters and a lot of people who like to get out, you know, to have the rally in their own region. The motor club find when they go to these areas, they're welcome with open arms. And that's a huge, you know, a huge help when you're trying to put on an event like this. So fair play to Damien Whiskey and Jack Billy and the local sponsors. And let's hope for a good, safe day for everybody.
Okay, I'll go to the modified boys here with Brian, even though Brian's not competing. Kevin Geller and Kevin Eaves, Gary McPhillips and Desi Keenan in that order, I suppose the top four seeds in the two-wheel drive category, Brian. But it seems to be that Geller and Eaves are gonna go at it again. It's something that the spectators will be standing at the hedges and in the fields very much waiting on come the first stage on Saturday morning.
Yeah, there's no doubt this is where the real rally happens here, the modified. And I suppose you're looking at when you talk about the two Kevins there, they'll certainly be on a pace. There'll be no doubt certainly about that there. But the two Monaghan men now are seasoned campaigners too, and they have driven in different conditions. So I just wouldn't rule out any of that. Top four there will be very, very competitive. I look really forward to seeing who'll be first or thereabouts and at the end of the first loop. But again, it's nine stages. So there'll be a few other guys further back there too. We'll be saying something about it now. Paddy McHugh, Ed O'Callaghan, them guys will be there. And I suppose we needn't forget young Kevin McLaughlin, who is out on a very new venture this weekend, and we wish him the best of luck. He's jumping up to a high podium there. But I just wouldn't rule out some of the things that will happen with Kevin either now.
Yeah. One other guy we have to mention is from the county of Armagh, is Jason Black in a Toyota started. He can actually win the outright two-wheel drive modified national and the border as well, so it's a big weekend for him, Bray.
Absolutely, a great driver, come on a lot in the last few years and a lot of rallying done, and listen, can drive in any conditions, fantastic young fella. It'll be interesting to see how he copes under the pressure, I suppose. It's the nine stages again that'll make it that bit harder. This is probably as challenging a rally as was what has been done this year, and the conditions will be at all to play for, watching there in that regard.
And there is, of course, obviously Donegal men as well involved, Rory, in championship contention in a couple of different categories.
Yeah, I would like a shout out there as well to Michael Carbon and Dean O'Sullivan. Dean's from Convoy and here in Donegal, and Michael Carbon from Monaghan. They stand every possibility of finishing third overall in the Triton National Championship. They're battling out with Paul Barrett and Kevin Riley. Paul Barrett's the son of Kevin Barrett, who's the Triton Shares man in Ireland, who sponsors the championship. So a big battle between them pair of boys for third place in the championship. So it'll be interesting to see what that outcome is.
Yeah, we'll wait to see how the weekend pans out, Brian, but I suppose at the end of the day, it's all about having everybody involved, having an enjoyable and safe event, and for spectators that are in the county and those that are coming to the county. Finally, it's just very much about obeying the marshals, and if you do that, it means that everybody's going to have a safe event through the course of Saturday.
That's right, Oisín. Yeah, well, the majority of people now in Donegal know well how to conduct themselves and how that are coming and travelling, but I would just ask all that haven't had the previous experience of being in Donegal, if you're coming, just to obey the marshals and the officials at all time, and safety is paramount for Donegal Motor Club and everybody competing and all that's involved. So if you obey all the marshals and officials and the rules that are there and regulations, just look after one another the way you'd look after your own, it'll be an enjoyable day for everyone all round, I hope.